So you know what it's time for.
The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
A actress. Allison Janney making a surprise appearance at today's White House briefing. What?
Josh is out today. He has, I believe it's a root canal. Yeah, he has a root canal, but let's be honest, I'm better at this than he is anyway, right? Just between us. First, I have two announcements and then I'll take questions. First, the president is still working on his jokes for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I don't have any details on that other than he intends to be funny. Very funny. Okay, and second, it is Friday, which means at 5:30, I will be performing The Jackal in my office for anyone who is interested or remembers or cares.
Obviously, she's reprising her role from West Wing. Right?
She was C.J. Gregg, the press secretary, right, on the West Wing. That was her character.
Yes.
I love her, but I think she thinks way more people remember that. Some of those press corps are 30 years older. What is she doing right now?
Who is that? Why does she look like a stork?
Oh, my
Janney
goodness.
Was in Washington to discuss the opioid
yes.
epidemic. Ooh. Especially now, given the fact that it appears that Prince may have been felled by that as well, and to support people who are helping to deal with substance abuse issues.
And I am here today to draw attention to the opioid epidemic and to celebrate those who are working to help others combat substance use disorder. This is a disease that can touch anybody, and all of us can help reduce drug abuse through evidence-based treatment, prevention, and recovery. Research shows it works. And courageous Americans show it works every day. I'm so nervous, I can't believe.
I hate to say, she could use a drink. That really was, it's interesting, though. And then did Josh Earnest ever show up? Because, you know, the Russians just buzzed another jet. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the world. Mm. All right. Yeah. All right, we're told he did finally show up.
Okay.
Pardon me for being so brittle. All right, checking in at
number 4.
A viral video that's exploding on Facebook makes the case against discrimination, bathroom laws, and policies as effectively as the blistering arguments that have been made against them. This video purports to show a woman who is self-described as a lesbian being ejected from a ladies' room in North Carolina by police who explicitly state that they received a complaint from a man in the woman's restroom.
She. This is a girl, you guys are harassing her because she's a.
And I'm in the back. I'm a female.
This is a girl.
Do I have to tell you again?
You have ID?
No, I do not.
Get out. Then out. You got no ID. Get out.
This is so sad.
Out.
Oh, and she's a girl, and you're yelling in her face. That's crazy.
Right?
Don't worry, I got you.
Put hands on me again, bro.
Wow, look what you... Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
sir. Yeah. Man.
That is the girl. That is the girl.
Let's go. Let's go. You have no ID. Let's go.
Time to go, sir.
So you're saying you have to have an ID to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, you
have
to go.
Hey, you can all leave if you
We're
want to.
We're all leaving.
We are all leaving.
We're all leaving.
Like I said, this is a girl. Don't put your hands on a girl.
Wow.
Well, everybody comported themselves with the utmost dignity in that exchange.
You know, there is one way to find out. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But today on The View, well, thank God, Raven Simone weighed in.
Ah.
First of all, my mom always told me to carry your wallet and ID wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair that she got treated that way, but at the same time, girl, put your wallet in your phone. I mean, put your wallet in your pocket.
You think she should have presented identification?
You know why? We don't have to make things go to that escalated. Yes, it's rude what they did, and it's bad that people treat people that way, but at the same time, there is a way to defuse a situation. And to defuse a situation, have your right papers.
Yeah, papers. Well, that has a
Casablanca. Your letters of transit. You can't leave the country,
right?
You know, just imagine someone. Well, how was your trip to New York? Well, I got to see The View, and Raven Simone weighed in on whether or not the lesbian in the bathroom should have had an ID. It was magical.
I mean, I happen to agree that you should always carry your ID. I do believe
in
that. Yeah, for any purpose. But I mean, it sounds to me like there was a setup here.
Yeah, I wonder about all of that. No, it's just the whole thing seems very. Who's calling? Who's making that call? I like to report a man. And, I mean, how long was she in there for?
Exactly. How? Right.
Who started this? With the 911 call.
Right, and police are like, and imagine the 911 dispatcher.
Yeah.
You know, trying to explain that, you know, to get to the bathroom in time, and then cops are going to run hot. Can you imagine if Chicago cops got that? Yeah. You imagine like. There are like 60 people being shot on a street corner, and they got to rush to that.
They would just say, "Put them on the phone, yeah, get out of there." And that'd be the end of it.
All right, Rocon Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper in today. Top 5 at 5 continues. Checking in at
number 3,
the case of Laramie Tunsil, another example of the perils of social media. The Ole Miss offensive tackle, an early favorite to be a top draft pick in the NFL, slipped all the way down to number 13. Some people had him at number 1. Mel Kiper didn't. He had the quarterbacks going first. But
maybe third or fourth, yeah.
Right? Isn't that right, Kev?
There, my mic's on. That is right. And I don't think any player really had as much steam and momentum. It's sort of like politics. You gain momentum leading up to it just from buzz created by the media as much as he did going into this. And then it was just a quick turnaround and he dropped.
Oh, boy. There was a video that emerged shortly before the draft last night of him smoking marijuana through a gas mask.
Hey.
It's really very
so
funny.
Classic. And it, yeah. You know, we understand you're that dumb when you do it, but you got to be smart enough to delete that forever after.
It's like a combination of not being able to talk because you're so high / you're coughing too much.
Yeah.
Just kind of giggling and coughing.
Well, and now I've heard conflicting reports on this. Is marijuana on the banned substances list for the NFL?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Now, won't they have to start reviewing that issue because of Colorado, where recreational marijuana is allowed?
When that the NFL still said, when all that passed, they said that it's still a banned substance.
Yeah, they can decide independent of the law. Yeah.
So is alcohol a banned substance?
I mean, I would bet some of the substances that players can get in trouble for are legal. They just can't be used by professional athletes. Remember going all the way back to the creatine and the clear and all that
yeah.
stuff?
Oh, yeah, the clear. I'm on the clear. I'm trying to keep that so I don't get the Zeke. I'm on the clear to avoid the Zeke.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, now there were then alleged conversations regarding improper benefits appeared on his Instagram. Now, apparently he had talked to, now there's some admission about this, that he had talked to coaches about fronting him some cash because he was having some money troubles.
For him and his mom. They were paying utility bills for his mom as well.
When he was sitting down with ESPN, he learned about that.
It looks like somebody perhaps got into Instagram. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It says in the texts, Tunsil is allegedly asking an assistant coach, John Miller, for money to pay his rent and his mom's bills. You're hearing about it for the first time. What's your reaction?
Man. Like I said, whoever hacking my account, whoever hacking my phone, it's crazy, man. Like, I don't have no control of it. I just control what I control.
How do you deal with that?
I just can't, man. I'm ready to play football. I can't worry about this stuff.
How are you? I'd get rid of that phone.
Of course, throwing the phone in the river doesn't really make the account go away.
Right. It's not a 1938 gangster movie. Throw the gun in the river!
All right. Now, there's this poor kid. And they didn't show up for his team introduction to Miami today.
Allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an allergic to publicity is what he is.
A timely allergic reaction.
Hmm. Johnny Manziel, by the way, listen to this.
Oh,
drowned his NFL draft night sorrows in Fireball last night, ordering up 300 shots at an Ohio bar for a few hundred of his closest friends.
300 Fireballs, give us some Miller Lite, so let's turn up. This whiskey.
Isn't Johnny Manziel supposed to be in rehab, I thought?
He's out of rehab. Yeah. He was cut. He attempted to go. He's been in and out of rehab
over the
past year. So did not take, and he is spiraling out of control.
Yeah, he's proven everyone right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
he's full Ryan Leaf at this point.
Well, there was a photo somebody at that bar posted on Twitter, and it was sort of Manziel slouched over the bar watching the draft on TV with a beer in his hand. Just 2 short years ago, he was the 22nd pick of the NFL draft. Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles. Hmm. You drink like that, you're going to die. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
He's in bits. That is bad shape. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Sunday marks the 75th anniversary of the New York premiere of Citizen Kane. Orson Welles' masterpiece, many consider to be the finest American film ever made.
If I hadn't been very rich, I might have been a really great man.
Don't you think you are?
I think I did pretty well under the circumstances.
What would you like to have been?
Everything you hate.
Orson Welles was 25 when they filmed that.
Yeah.
When he was 24 when he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
25 when he starred in it. 25. That's like Violetta, around Violetta's age, somewhere between Violetta and Kevin.
Yeah.
What are you people doing?
I know, exactly. I need to star in a movie soon.
I'm just working on the Rokan show. Other people are making epic masterpieces.
just the one every generation. So Ro's kind of giving you guys a little bit of a hard time here. Jeez.
Well, one or the other. Either I or Kevin's going to make it.
No, not both, though. Not both. She's already.
Watch
she's
out.
Already
they might
it.
Turn that into a contest here.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this is he produced the film, too, which was unbelievable. There's a great RKO 530 or 431 or something. There's a movie made for cable movie about this that Liev Schreiber stars as Orson Welles in. That it's like a. If you can find that somewhere, that sort of Liev Schreiber is Orson Welles, that's how you search for it. It is an unbelievable story of how he even got around the studio executives because he was spending so much money on making that film.
Mm-hmm.
And also revolutionary RKO 281, it's called. Thank you very much. The revolutionary camera shots and the way they were, it's insanely great.
That directors to this day watch it and try to figure out how he did it. And just
there's ceilings in all the rooms.
Yeah.
You never see a ceiling in a movie because the lights are up there.
Yep. Amazing stuff. And shots where it seems as if the camera went right through a glass coffee table somehow. Amazing stuff. And you really want to put stuff in perspective. That was 4 years after he did War of the Worlds as the narrator and broadcaster, the famous radio broadcast where people thought the world was coming together. He was only 21 when he did that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But that voice didn't sound like he was 70.
All right. Checking in at
number 1.
Oh, boy. Listen to this. Talladega, Alabama. 11-year-old boy shoots a burglar during a break-in. Chris Gaither was home alone when he says he heard a noise. That's Talladega, Alabama for you. 11-year-old left home alone with a firearm.
You hear they just splash cologne on their cheeks and scream and then put the sticky bandits away.
Well, that's basically what he did.
Well, I was sitting in the living room and I seen the guy and I told him, I warned him 4 times to get out and then he ran upstairs and he come back down with a .38. So that's when I told him I was going to shoot him if he didn't get out the house and drop stuff right now. And then he went outside, and I shot one time up in the air. He went up, he started running, and he ran off to the fence, and that's when I shot a bunch of times, shot 12 times, and missed him all 11 times. But I shot one time and hit him in his leg. It was a Full Metal Jacket bullet. I went straight through the bag and hit him in his leg, and he started crying like a little baby.
Welcome to America. Wow.
How does he even know what a 38 is? I don't know like any of the lingo in
well,
that.
Well, he does.
Baby shower.
Yeah, Talladega, Alabama. Presents, right, exactly, baby shower. Right. He gets a rattle and a blue 38.
Yeah, classic Smith & Wesson, of course. I don't really mess around with those. I shot him 12 times. So poor little kid indicting himself, too. By this point, the guy's running away, hopping the fence. I don't know if you're still in danger.
Right. Actually, I don't know that you're Police can do that, but I don't know if civilians can do. Well, it depends. I mean, I know that we're going to get calls from people who say, "What the hell are you talking about?"
And all that. We don't know if there's got an accomplice.
Right. Exactly. So,
I just imagine this kid, like, you know, spitting the tobacco juice into a cup as he's telling this story, wearing like the bib overalls with no shirt.
Well, he's gonna be telling the story to us. We know we're not 11 years old.
Oh yeah, I've been out of school for 3 years now. I'm 11, so you know.
All right, fine. Wow. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.